League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, no Joel, no Barry. Usual Suspects here on ESPN 97.5. At first, though, we talked a little Texans, had some Santa talk. I do want to get to the Rockets at some point in time during the show. They are on I guess we can get to them right now, actually. They are on a, what, three-game losing streak now?
Just about.
No Chris Paul. I mean, they looked sharp early on without Chris Paul. And then down this stretch now with no Chris Paul, they've lost three in a row. There's no need for them to panic at all.
Not at all. Yeah. They're thin right now. They just got Capella back in the lineup. Still no Mbah Mute. Still no Chris Paul. I mean, God bless him. Briante Weber is out here getting extended minutes. God bless his soul. It's nothing.
He was the first guy off the bench yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
It's much ado about nothing.
Yeah, they're going to have to get some, without Chris Paul, they're going to have to get a little more help. Like, Eric Gordon is going to have to be a little more consistent.
He's the second option.
Yeah, and he's going to have to be a little more consistent with that. I mean, James Harden isn't going to go out there and do any and everything that he wants to do on any given night, essentially. Except in the playoffs in Game 6.
If he gets robbed again in the playoffs for MVP, I will be quite disgusted.
He's your MVP right now.
He was my MVP 2 years ago.
Over Steph?
Yes. And he was my MVP last year.
Over Russ?
Yeah. I wasn't giving an MVP to an 8 seed.
Yeah, the Russ MVP
Who got swept is
the funny one, because I don't think he should have won MVP. I think we like, triple-doubles are really great, and I think it was a bunch of watered-down triple-doubles for him. Like, it kind of watered down the
Yeah, I was not overly impressed by it.
I wasn't either.
Because you can take 13 shots and get to 10 points.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you hold the ball long enough, similar to Rajon Rondo, and decide to throw it with 2 seconds on the shot clock by the rim, yeah, you'll get an assist.
See, but I've always, like, when Jason Kidd would get them, or when maybe Rondo or even LeBron would get a triple-double.
Because theirs was within the flow of the game.
Yeah, it's always feel like it's in the flow of the game. Russ, on the other hand, his was
forced.
In the first half, let me go ahead and make sure I get all these rebounds and all these assists. And then you look at what he did in the second half. It was a bunch of shoot, 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 shoot. Like, I think I remember seeing a stat one time where it was a game one time where he had 11 assists in the first half, and by the end of the game, he finished with 12.
Yeah, I wouldn't, if I was a star in the NBA in free agency, I wouldn't want to play with him.
I wouldn't either.
If I was traded there, so be it. And I'll just get through the year. But I wouldn't go sign there. One, because it's Oklahoma City. It ain't nothing to do.
There's nothing to do in Oklahoma City. Like, what other cities? Like, there's nothing to do in Oklahoma City.
There's not much to do in Milwaukee.
Roll cheese?
You can go find something to do in Phoenix.
Yeah, and Phoenix is...
You can go find something to do.
And that's kind of close to Vegas as well, so...
You can go find something to do.
Okay.
Cleveland? Maybe because LeBron is there, there's probably more things to do. But when he's not there, God help us.
Yeah, there's nothing to do in Cleveland whatsoever. I mean, you can't even watch the Cleveland Browns either. So it's like, what is there to do? Nick, can you look up what are some attractions to do in Cleveland, Ohio? I would love
nothing
to know.
To do in Cleveland, Ohio. Like, there's like zero to do in Cleveland, Ohio, and LeBron is not going to help that situation.
You know, the first time he left, they talked about how the economy got shot to hell.
Yeah, I believe it. Because there's nothing to do.
The like, economy got shot like, to what, hell when he left. Like, what are business is closed for real.
Like, what are you going to go to a bar for? Like, the Cleveland Browns ain't been good.
You were going
to
watch Anthony Bennett. No.
Look, I mean, I'm sure there's decent places in Cleveland in terms of, like, scenery. In terms of guys like us looking, I guess, looking for pretty females. But there's nothing to do in Cleveland. Like, there's nothing to do in Cleveland. It's the same thing with Milwaukee. There's the Packers, and that's it.
Yeah, there's but at least you can watch the Packers. Like, 16, true. Maybe 17 or 18 weeks out of the year.
It's true.
You can go watch the Packers. So long as Aaron Rodgers is in uniform, you can go watch Packers game.
You're not watching the Cleveland Browns.
I'm totally with you.
Unless they play somebody else you want to see.
Oh, you can go watch Ohio State.
There you go. There's a big fan base there.
Never trust a guy named JT Barrett.
I stayed.
If you haven't figured that out yet, now you have. That's free.
Did that help you? Help your career in any way? Being named JT Barrett?
No, because he's.
Were you ever confused?
Yeah, I get confused every week. I got plenty of screenshots of the tweets people send me.
Okay.
Yeah, I get confused all the time.
Kind of like that John Jones guy who always gets confused for Johnny Bones Jones. The UFC. Yeah. Okay.
I actually stayed because I was in Dallas this past weekend for Christmas because that's where I'm from. So I actually stayed in the hotel where Ohio State stayed. I was trying to see if I can get in contact with JT Barrett, but it probably wasn't happening.
Yeah, no.
Holla at Urban Meyer.
I was trying. I was trying to show JT all the tweets that was meant for him but was actually sent to me. He probably wouldn't have liked any of them really, but.
He probably would have got a good laugh out of it.
Yeah.
He probably would have got a good laugh because I laugh at him all the time.
He probably would have thought it was funny, yeah.
Yeah. But all right,
apparently there's a big amusement park in Ohio.
Is it?
What if a former employee who used to do like updates and shows here, he got a gig at one of the local radio stations in Cleveland and he says he loves it. But I just can't deal. Like, you can have all that snow and cold weather. I'm not about that. I'm Houstonian. I don't care.
So what is there to do in Houston?
I mean, you've got Midtown. Yeah, you've got places to do
it. I mean, but I'm pretty
you've
sure...
You've got suburbs that you can go to. You've got Kima. You've got people go to Woodlands just to visit Woodlands.
But I'm pretty sure every city has something like that, right? Like,
the fourth largest city in the U.S.?
Yeah.
There's things to do.
I'm sure there's a Woodlands of Ohio. Or I'm sure there is a Midtown of Ohio.
Yeah, but
everybody has a downtown, so I like...
No, Cleveland has a down city. It's not downtown. Down city.
No?
Down county. That's what it is. Down county. But no, you've got... Hell, everybody doesn't even have a Galleria like Tombaugh. Then you've got all the stuff you can do at Discovery Green. You know, you can go to the Midtown area. All that kind of stuff.
What's the most attractive city to go to if you are a free agent? Is it still Los Angeles or Miami?
Miami.
New Depends York. On the
only,
sport.
Only way I wouldn't say LA.
Basketball.
If it's basketball, I think LA is starting to get back up there because they got like a bunch of youth. I think New York is on the downside of it.
Not based on teams, just based on cities.
Yeah,
based on cities.
New York, LA. Okay.
The only reason I don't say those two is because of the tax rate.
Oh yeah, well, that's
yeah, but
true.
Those players aren't really like I don't know how many players are really
like when
thinking
you got
enough
that. Money, it doesn't bother
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah,
right. But I'm ordinary. I'm an average Joe.
But yeah, if you're a free agent,
9 to 9.
If you're a free agent, though,
but if I'm a free agent, yeah, I'm going to LA all day, every day.
Yeah, I mean,
Miami.
That would be my second option.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in the NFL, I think it'd be like Green Bay. It'd be New England.
Green Bay.
You don't want to play for the Packers if you're an NFL free agent.
We're talking about based on the city, not based on the team. What is there to do in the city when I'm not playing football or basketball?
I would look
what
to,
is there to
I would say New to, York. I would say New York and LA then.
I would look to, I would, if I'm a football player, I would look to be an Atlanta Falcon.
Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta is nice.
If I was a football player,
that means you're looking to be an Atlanta Hawk as well, right? No?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay.
Because that means I could run into a lot of the chicks I see on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And if I could run into Tommy, God help me.
Is there anything to do in the Bay Area?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure. And I know somebody that lived there for a little while. So, but he's, you know, like earthy and like, you know, like.
You could make that argument for San Diego when the Chargers were there, but they left. I mean, San Diego is a nice city that people would love to live in.
So what about Sacramento?
No.
Yeah, Sacramento's garbage,
Sacramento.
Dude.
There's nothing to do in Sacramento.
It's garbage.
Whatsoever. Let's go to the HRP listener line. Let's get to Brandon. He want to talk about things to do in Houston. I'm pretty
Give
sure.
Give me a suggestion so I can have a date next year.
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Happy holidays, y'all.
Same
man.
To you,
Happy
bro.
Holidays. Hey, man, there's a gang of stuff to do here, man. I mean, if you like to fish, if you like to hunt, if you like to eat, if you like to race, if you like sports, I mean, this is all kinds of stuff to do here, man. You know what I mean? You're like 2 hours away from, or two and a half, 3 hours away from either beach. You know what I'm saying? You can go down to Galveston. You can go down to South Padre. You can go down to Port Aransas. If you're a cowboy, there's all kinds of rodeos that come all different in different parts of the state. I mean, Houston is great, dude. There's all kinds of stuff to do here. You know what I mean? Especially if you're into food, it's a big foodie town. You know what I'm saying? Concerts. So sky's the limit. That's
Brandon,
all I want to say.
Brandon, if you were an NBA player, would this be a top 3 to 5 destination based on activities to do in Houston?
Not just the
to come
team.
Down? Not the team. Just activities to do in Houston. Would this be a destination 3 to 5?
For activities? Yeah, probably. It'd be in my top 3, but I don't think NBA players look at it like that, man. I think they look at it as like Rockets is pretty much becoming a first-class organization. And not to mention, you know, what is it, that luxury tax that they have, man? When you all the money you make, you can pretty much keep it when you come here to Texas. Mm-hmm. You can't really do that in New York and L.A., big markets like that. So that's a big plus, too.
All right, Brandon, we appreciate the call. We got a few other callers that's calling in. They probably want to talk about the same thing. So, callers, you guys stay young. We will get you on right after the break.
Yeah, and we just got a tweet that I want to bring up, too.
And Cam has a tweet that he wants to bring up. So stay on the line. If you are calling in, we'll get to you right on the other side of the break. JT Barrett, Cam Thomas filling in for Joel and Barry here on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, filling in for Joel and Barry. Nick behind the glass on the ones and twos. We are talking about, I guess, destination cities if you are a free agent in basketball or football. Lamont has some travel destinations. Let's get to Lamont here on the HRP. Listener line. Go ahead, Lamont.
Hey, fellas. That place that I was telling you guys about on Twitter was Cedar Point in Ohio. But want to talk about Houston. I think that we kind of I think we're getting kind of confused on the destinations with Houston. Do people want to come here or not? I think Houston is cool for the people that's here and know the place. But as far as your people that's coming in from New York or out of town and they say that they want to go somewhere, where are you going to take them? NASA? downtown? I mean, it's really nothing to do here. And as far as I think it's a little bit different with celebrities with money, because it's a lot of celebrities that live here that we don't even talk. It's a whole lot of celebrities that live here. I think I found out about 10 or 15 years ago that Shaquille O'Neal has a house here, and he stays here regularly. But I think once you're here, if you really know this city, you can maneuver around. But if you got people coming in from out of town, I mean, it's really nothing to do. And as far as that dude talking about the beaches, say, man, I don't know if he's been to California or Spain or Miami, But once you see a real beach, that sewage down in Galveston, man, that ain't no beach. And I love Houston, man. I mean, this is my city, but once you see real beaches, man, Galveston ain't nothing but Houston and Dallas is a toilet. And I'm out.
Man. And I think he says something about Padre. Padre's okay,
but it's like also six hours away.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Padre is okay, but it's like 6 hours away. And we had a good time in Padre that one year.
From what I can remember, yes, we did.
PJ has a question for me, it seems as though. PJ, what's up, man?
Hey, man. What's up, JT? You guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Cool. I was just calling in to see if you had enough time to revisit the whole Scarface Bun B debate from a couple months back. I ain't forgot, bro. I've been waiting for you to come back on the air. I ain't even gonna lie.
Why have you not I've forgotten about this. Why have you not forgot?
Man, it's just, I don't know. I was riding, and maybe it's just coincidence, and some face that just came off my radio, and then I switch over to ESPN, and I was like, oh, that's JT. Let me call and see how he feel about it.
Look, I think all of you guys definitely had some strong arguments in the case for Scarface. And I'm going to go with you guys on this one. I'm not going to debate that one anymore because that was I got heckled for a few weeks.
You should have gotten.
I got heckled for a few weeks by a lot of people because of that debate.
So. As soon as you told me what you said, I knew it was over for you.
Awesome. That's what's up. That's all I have, man, guys. Y'all keep up the show, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I'm not gonna go down.
You shouldn't go back down that road.
No. Now, if this was the middle of the summer and there was absolutely nothing to talk about, I would bring up that debate again.
Well, we still got 2 hours.
We do, but there's plenty to talk. We have not. I mean, we really haven't got into like NFL MVP. We haven't got into more NBA action, like Christmas Day action at all. We haven't talked about how KCP out here playing with an ankle bracelet on. There's other news story about
a
strip.
He has a flat screen in his cell.
Does he really?
Yeah, he'd be watching film.
That is great. We haven't talked about, there was a story about a strip club that I want to get to that we haven't talked about.
Twitter's starting to rehash your Bun B.
Twitter's please.
Starting to rehash.
I'm not looking at Twitter. Let's not rehash that debate. That was me and AJ. That was on the Blitz. And that was a debate. Like, that debate carried us literally throughout that show. I don't even know.
Yeah, Lamont just had a
flashback.
He had a flashback. He said, oh, snap, that is the dude. They coming for you.
They are. They are coming. It's okay. Look, I'm with you guys now.
That was the most Dallas answer you could have given.
Probably. Probably so, yeah.
That's pathetic.
Look, I'm here for interesting radio.
That's worse than believing in Santa Claus.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You believe in Santa Claus till you're 10.
No, you don't.
And then you go from there. Yes, you have to. At least try. I think you'd have to at least try. But there's a bunch of stuff that we can definitely get to. We haven't talked about the NFL playoff race at all.
Where you want to go next? Because it's essentially a bunch of stuff. So where you want to go next?
Well, I don't want to talk about any of that stuff next. Because you said that you had something to talk about. And we will get to majority of that stuff. And we'll be on tomorrow as well. I don't think we'll be in this time slot tomorrow. We'll be on from 11 to 1. Tomorrow. Lamar Gafford from TownTalk.com out of Louisiana. He'll be joining us. Also, Robert Littow from Black Sports Online. He'll be joining us tomorrow as well. So we'll be very sportsy for sure tomorrow with those guys.
We've been sportsy today.
I think we have been sportsy. Nick?
Yeah, we talked Texans. We talked a little bit about the Rockets, I think, right?
Yeah, and then we still got stuff to get to.
Yeah. We still do.
We're about to hit the halfway point, so yeah. I think it was a fair ratio.
Okay. All right, cool. Cam, you talked about last year you had a segment around this time where it was about Diddy Bop and Pummel, I believe.
That's where Diddy Bop and Pummel was born.
You wanted to talk about dating. You have 5 minutes.
Bruh, I need. It's not going to work in 5 minutes. Long story short, we talked about this earlier. The tables have turned, right, dramatically. Like, this time last year, I was in the middle of planning a breakup. You were courting, and then
dating. I wasn't even really dating.
You were
at this
dating
point.
Everybody. You were just like a chronic dater. I think you got off from dating. Right. You went on so many. Like, you don't even remember going on a dates with a couple of people. It was that bad at one point. But that's neither here nor there. Now flip it.
No. It's okay because I found the right one. I found the right one. I only date her now.
Anyway, so flip it this year, right? You going into 2018, you'll probably be, you know, married mid-2019. This is the first year I'm going into the new year with zero options. Like, how does one, like, where are all my players and pimps out there? Call into the HRMP listener line and tell me how to build a team from scratch.
Well, I think Brandon gave you some good suggestions. He gave you some spots to where you can go.
He gave me places to go, but I got to go with someone. How do you start from scratch? Like, where are the people that have done this recently?
But
I want to build, like, a focus group. I want a focus group.
Do you not think that girls go with their friends to those places? And maybe somebody in that group is single. Like, if it's
Nick, I think I'm gonna have to open it up. And it's not like I'm settling, but I think I am for the start barking up the white woman's tree.
Yeah,
I think I might as well just open it up.
You got a college right down the street, St. Thomas. You can start right there, right?
I know. I'm headed right to Rice to give me a real educated one. I'm talking about she might be the next neurophysiologist.
Who?
You couldn't even pronounce that.
What?
Say that again.
Yes. she is so intelligent, and she's built.
What in the hell is she going to do with you?
What do you mean?
There is no way, not on God's green earth, that you could handle a woman like that.
Why not?
No.
You know, I would actually be what she needs in her life because she's so work-oriented that she needs someone to give her that work-life fun, you know, seriousness balance. I'm here for
maybe if she want to just have fun. I mean, like, we're not talking about, like, a relationship.
Hell no, I can't afford it. You know how hard it is to, I ain't finna go there. I mean, let's just say this. Look, I will be able to afford a relationship when probably come around 2020, and by then all the good women will be gone, and I'll be stuck with the I'll be stuck playing stepdad. Like, you know how you can filter on, like, apartments.com, but like two bedrooms, two bathroom. Like, essentially, I'm gonna have to filter women with one kid. That's what I'm about to have to do.
You can't do two?
I can't get a woman with no kids. Matter of fact, Nick, I got a question for you on the other side, because I want to know. I got told this earlier this year, and I still don't know what the hell it means. We're going to talk about this, Jay.
All right. Well,
we might get to sports around 3 o'clock.
Okay, so at some point in time, we'll get to more sports, because I do want to talk about coaching firings. I do want to talk about the Christmas games, and then I kind of also want to talk about some more Texans just a little bit since we are in Houston. JT Barrett, Cam Thomas filling in for Barry and Joe here on The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, Usual Suspects here on ESPN 97.5. Cam, you wanted to ask Nick a question. Nick, you're 34, so you have 7 years on me, 9 years on Cam.
Okay.
No, you got 8 years on me, excuse me, 9 years on Cam probably. And yeah, go ahead. I mean, you might have some experience that Cam needs.
Yeah, I got a question. Like, okay, so there was this young lady I was dealing with, right? Long story short, we go back and forth a lot. Apparently I wasn't like overly understanding to what was going on and stuff like that. But long story short, I got told I was emotionally unintelligent. What does that even mean?
I mean, I'm not, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I'm not the expert here, but I'm assuming you weren't sensitive enough to her feelings. And that's a vague way to put it.
Do we still have a woman out there as an intern? Is she still out there?
Intern Rachel might still be in the building if you want to speak with her.
Can we talk to intern Rachel? Yeah.
Absolutely. Bring her in.
Let's see if Rachel can help me out.
I want Cameron to get all the help that he needs going into 2018.
Matter of fact, where's the other one that was around the hall? Bring her in here, too.
No, it's okay.
I'm just saying. Like, JT, have you ever heard of that before?
Emotionally unintelligent, no. I've heard a few things, but I don't think emotionally unintelligent is one of them.
That's never, I didn't even know how to feel. I don't know what she was trying to explain to me.
Oh, she looks scared. She's like, oh, snap. She said, what's going on here?
There's
oh,
nothing.
Oh, look at her. I ain't scared.
She shouldn't be. We're harmless before 8.
I'm harmless. I don't know about him.
I'm harmless before 8.
Before 8?
Before 8.
Okay.
Anything after that, charge it to Jack Daniels and or Bud Ice.
You're no longer responsible.
Bingo!
All right, so we have the intern here. What is your name?
Rachel.
Rachel. All right.
What's going on?
So we have intern Rachel in. All right, Cam is having a little trouble with his love life.
That's nothing new. But I want to see if you can help point me in the right direction, okay? So I was told that I was emotionally unintelligent.
Bro, I wish this was a visual medium because her face was priceless.
Like, I can't even find this on Google.
What the hell does that mean? Can you ask her?
Oh, God, no.
That's probably your best bet for getting a definition for this. My best guess is that she's saying maybe, okay, so you're emotionally unintelligible?
Intelligent.
Oh, unintelligent. Okay. So I'm assuming that she's saying you're emotionally immature and maybe just chose the wrong word.
Because I'm completely confused.
How do you be emotionally immature like?
All right, what happens? Like, what would an example be?
Are you insensitive to her needs?
Define insensitive.
Are you? Okay. God, this is hard to explain. Do you ever sit there and wonder, like, how does this make her feel?
Oh no.
First of all, how serious is this relationship?
Oh no, this was way back. This was like earlier this year. But I've never understood what that meant because I'm trying to do like the new year, new me thing. Mm-hmm. And I want to see how I can make that happen without being, I want to be emotionally intelligent this year.
Well, I think that's honestly, like, I'm trying to be serious about this right now. This is funny. but real talk though, I think it's just something that comes with age, but your best bet would honestly, because she sounds like maybe she's like unintelligible. Like, she should have done a better job explaining this to you.
Like, it was, like, very, very barren. And this was told to me while I just, like, so happened to, like, slightly graze my hand across her butt at a bar. And I was just walking by. It was, like, open palm.
On accident, right?
Yes. It was a magnet. I was, like, drawn to it.
Uh-huh.
She looked good in the jeans she had on.
Okay.
But, like...
What are you talking about?
But because you grazed her butt, you're emotionally...
No. Okay. And it was like, and then I stopped. I was like, oh, hey, before she liked to turn around and I get mad, I was like, hey, it's me. The rules don't apply to me. And so she was like,
you sound...
She was like, oh, I'm not dealing
with... Grab him by the butt cheek.
That's right.
She was like, I'm not dealing with your stuff tonight. I was like, what does that even mean? I was like, I just stopped to say hi. I was trolling at this point. Because I was like, you know what? We had just gotten to it like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And I was like, you know what? Everything's my fault. You're right. I'm wrong. I apologize. You know how big of me that was to do, even if I was trolling?
Could she pick up on your trolling?
Probably not. We were a little bit inebriated.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes saying stuff like that will... especially if you're trolling, that's like throw like here's the fire pit and the fire pit is your girlfriend, and you just got your words were like the fuel and the gasoline, and you just dumped it all over the fire.
And then from there, that's where the emotionally unintelligent thing came from. It's like, I don't have time to deal with you or your ish. You're emotionally unintelligent. And at that point, I just went to the bar to give me a shot so I could wrap my head around what the hell I just got told. Because I'd never heard it before. Like, I've been called a lot of things.
I don't know. She sounds kind of unintelligent herself. That just really doesn't make sense.
I think it was just bad verbiage.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was probably just bad verbiage.
You're inebriated, right, both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One a little bit more than the other.
I think she was probably just saying you're immature.
Probably. And if you would have just said that, I would have been okay.
Yeah, but you had to decipher the code.
There was like a code I had to crack, for real. Mm-hmm. It was an encrypted message.
We tend to do that.
So apparently now that we've wrapped this up, Jay, I need to mature going to 2018 with my I need to be more sensitive, as in how does this make her feel?
Probably more sensitive, and I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but like where you anticipate someone's needs instead of them having to ask for it. Not on everything.
This sounds like a full-time job.
That's what a relationship is, isn't it? You're asking the wrong person, though. I don't know how to make relationships work.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Are you looking for someone?
No. I'm super busy. I work 3 jobs, a full-time student, and an intern here trying to do what you guys are doing. So I feel like I'm married right now to work.
You should, Cam, you should take her out one day.
Hey.
She's stupid busy.
Stupid busy.
You're busy as well. I'm pretty sure
what
y'all
have. What are you gonna do? FaceTime dates?
I'm pretty sure y'all have a Sunday maybe available.
We can text. We have a text relationship.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have a Sunday date available? No? Do you work on Sundays as well?
Football season's almost over, so then I'll be free.
You'll be free for Sundays?
Yeah.
Cam, you'll be free for Sundays as well. I think we should set this up. Nick, what do you think, buddy?
Y'all are both free on Sundays. It's done. It's a done deal.
I think so. I think we just made some magic happen here in the studio.
We just solved the issue. JT, the last time you tried this, it blew up in my face.
What happened?
Wait, what happened?
The last time you tried to play matchmaker, it blew up in my face.
Wait, when?
Just about this time last year.
With who?
It's cuffing season.
We don't believe in cuffing season.
With who? Who did I do this with?
There's been so many he can't remember.
Look. Don't start that. I don't even know your last name yet. No. It hasn't been that many. It was an ogre we were talking about earlier.
The one that you gave a gift to?
Yeah, on accident. But it was already like customized, so I couldn't get my money back at that point. And I don't know nobody else with her name.
Look, he gives customized gifts as well. You like customized things?
Sure, why not?
That was something I couldn't get in July that I got in December. We talked about this. Would you allow your kids to believe in Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't. Dude, I don't even want kids. I don't know.
This is already perfect. You see this, Nick? This is what we do here on the
done
usual
deal,
space.
Cam. I don't know what the problem is. I don't either. See the resistance.
And you said that you wanted to kind of step outside of black this year. So
how do you know I'm not half black?
I said he said he wants to step outside of full black. You could be half black.
You could be a third.
I could be. Well, I get asked a lot if I am. Or I get asked a lot, what am I? No.
Let's start there. What are you?
I actually took an ancestry DNA test last year. Yes. You spit into a tube, like a lot of spit. A lot of spit. Don't laugh at that. I see you over there. But no, you spit. Nick is cracking up. It did say that I was.
You said that's an ancestry DNA test?
Yes.
You're positive about this.
Yes. It said that I was 7% African. So there you go.
What are you?
Number one ethnicity was Greek Italian. Who? 40%.
Greek Italian.
Yeah, it has it listed as the same ethnicity.
Yeah.
Number two was like Celtic British. Number three was Irish, and then a whole bunch of other crap. But I thought I was Hispanic, and it said that I wasn't Hispanic at all. My dad was born and raised in Puerto Rico, but he always told me that he wasn't Puerto Rican. But I didn't believe him because people lie about what they are. So I just thought I was, you know, Puerto Rican. And then turns out I have no Hispanic in me whatsoever. And I was like, what? I was like, Mom, are you sure that's my dad?
And what is your last name?
Von Oranha. But everybody just says Van Orange.
Van Orange?
Yeah. It's spelled like orange, but with a J instead of a G. It means the orange in Dutch. Stupid.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Are you?
Well, y'all can have a date and talk about it a little
right?
bit. Yeah, there you go.
I ain't doing it.
Where are we going? No. McDonald's?
We can at least do Chili's 2 for $20.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just got a free appetizer coupon.
Sounds good.
I just got the coupon today.
My birthday's coming up, so I'll probably get the free dessert, too.
There you go.
You know?
What is it?
That is fine.
January 11th.
There you go. January 11th.
Do I get paid around then? Let me check the budget. I got to check the budget first.
We're making love.
You let me know.
And magic happen right here on The Usual Suspect.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, this is The Usual Suspects here on 97.5 here in Houston, Texas. Thanks to, shout out to Rachel for coming into the studio. Cam, did you get it? I left as soon as it ended. Did you get a number?
I'm not disclosing that kind of stuff on air.
Oh, snap. Love is in the air.
That's probably weed.
Oh, man. All right, let's get into some sports, Cal, because you are a Ravens fan, and obviously you want to know if your Ravens are going to make the playoffs. I'm pretty sure, but everybody kind of want to know what it looks like AFC, NFC-wise, as far as who can get in and who can't. It's simple. If the Falcons and Seahawks are essentially fighting for the fifth and the sixth
spot.
Yeah,
but they're pretty much in.
They're in already. Right, so that if essentially all they got to do is just win. I don't think there's another scenario that I saw to where they will be out. It is in the AFC where it's kind of
murky.
Yeah, Patriots can either end up with the 1 or 2 seed. They already got a bye week though. Steelers as well. They already got a bye week, but they can end up with the 1 or 2 seed. Jaguars are locked in the third, and the Chiefs are locked into the fourth. It's the fifth and sixth that you're kind of like, oh snap. Something can actually happen. So if the Ravens and the Titans win this week, they're in. But there are a few other teams that can still have a chance. Like the Bills. They still have a chance to actually get into the playoffs. They would need the Titans to lose, actually.
Really?
Let me double check and make sure. I have it right here. All right, the Bills, they have to win. They would have to win, and a Titans loss. They would need a win and a Ravens loss, and they would need either a tie and a Titans loss. So, essentially,
Titans need to lose
in order for the Bills to get in, and they would have to win. The Chargers can still get in as well. If they win and a Titans loss or tie and a Bills loss or a tie, then the Chargers can get in.
I'd much rather see the Chargers in there than either the Bills or the Titans.
If the Titans are going to continue to keep trotting Terry Robiskie out there to call plays, then I'm right there with you. Terry Robiskie.
Well, he ain't getting fired in between, you know, now and next week.
When did y'all fire y'all offensive coordinator? And during that Super Bowl. Didn't y'all fire an offensive coordinator in the Super Bowl? What was that, week 13? 16?
Yeah.
Hey.
We let go of Cam Cameron week 16 and promoted Jim Caldwell.
There you go. So it can happen. We've seen it happen, and they went to win a what? Super Bowl?
We have, but we weren't on the fringe of not making the playoffs. We had already locked up a playoff berth. We actually won a division that year. So we had.
Why did y'all fire Cam Cameron? And how the hell did Cam Cameron get another job right after that?
I don't know. But the offense,
he was awful.
Offense had gotten stagnant. And then Jim Caldwell came up and we performed. Joe performed well, got that contract, bankrupted the franchise. It's not like you couldn't give him the contract, though.
Yeah,
he bet on himself and he won.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I don't think both of the Falcons, both Falcons and Seahawks can get in. Only one of them can get in because the Panthers have already locked up the fifth seed. So only one of the Falcons and the Seahawks can get in.
Who's at the top of the NFC South? Is it the Saints or the Panthers?
Saints have already clinched.
Okay.
Saints have clinched. Panthers have clinched as well.
They've clinched, clinched the division?
No, Saints have clinched the division. Panthers have clinched the 15.
That's what I was asking.
Yes. And so,
that's five spots gone.
Yeah, so it's out of the Falcons and the Seahawks. I think I said that wrong earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five are gone.
So only thing for the Falcons can get in, a win and a Panthers loss, a tie and a Seahawks loss, or just the flat-out Seahawks loss. And the Seahawks can get in with a win and a Falcons loss, and or a tie and a Falcons loss. So essentially, if the Falcons win, they're in.
Yeah, the Falcons control their own destiny.
They control their own destiny. So that's all that they have to do. Cowboys, of course, got eliminated on Sunday.
Some Super Bowl hangover.
Right? Right?
Matt Ryan's been bad. Well, not bad, but he's been... He's been Matt Ryan when they choked the game away against the San Francisco 49ers in 13.
Yeah,
they took the NFC Championship game away.
Steve Sarkisian just hasn't been good. He wasn't good when he was at Bama. He wasn't good when he was at USC, and he has not been a good offensive coordinator right now.
They don't involve the backs like they used to last year.
That's what I'm talking about. Shanahan did.
And then you had Taylor Gabriel sightings last year.
Yeah, and you don't have a lot of that this year.
And, you know, every year they talk about getting Julio the ball more in the red zone, which they never do.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But all you need to do is get in. So, they could fix everything.
Who would you rather see, Falcons or Seahawks?
The Falcons.
Easily?
Easily. I do not want to see that awful Seahawk offense.
No?
Nowhere near the playoffs.
Okay. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
All right. So, yeah, those are your scenarios for NFL playoffs. Let's talk. We talked a little bit about it earlier, but let's talk. What, coaching firings? Coaching? Because we heard...
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit.
We heard about Gruden maybe be putting together a staff because he might be coming out of retirement to come and coach, which you don't think is real.
I think it's fake news.
Okay. But right now...
Because essentially, there has to be something worth him... I mean, I know he probably gets the itch every now and again.
Of course.
Because that's what he did, right? Yeah. And he was really good at it. But... He's really good on Monday Night Football.
And he's really paid. He's still the highest paid ESPN employee.
And he's really good at Gruden's QB camp.
He is, yes.
And it's got to be a job worth taking for him to come out.
Yeah.
I don't see it out there.
Cowboys, Texans. Well, this is all speculative, right? So Texans, Cowboys, Buccaneers, Bears, Cincinnati Bengals.
Raiders.
Raiders, maybe Giants.
Giants.
Gosh, it's about to be 7 to 10 jobs open.
Yeah.
Who else?
I mean, Raiders. Jack Del Rio's on the hot seat over there in Oakland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we said Raiders. So, the Cardinals. If
Bruce, but they wouldn't fire Bruce.
No, they're not gonna fire Bruce. But if he retires,
because of health reasons, that could be open.
Chuck, in Indy.
No.
No.
The same way Newton Todd Bowles won't go anywhere. They got those teams to compete this year.
So you think Jack Del Rio will go before Chuck Pagano?
Yeah, because the expectations were way loftier.
Really?
And for you to fall flat on your face, Chuck Pagano overachieved this year. With Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, who they traded for into the season.
You know, they already had that choppy relationship where they were only willing to offer him like a 1 year and he denied it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
so
and they may let him go, but he's earned the right to stay another year, I think, with the roster he had. To get, what do they have, 3 or 4 wins? Maybe 5 wins? That's an improvement with no Andrew Luck and no running game. No disrespect to Frank Gore, but he's like 40. But let's say that one comes open. No one's taking that job because Andrew Luck is brittle. No one's taking that job. But we're probably going to have more openings this year than we have in probably the last 2 or 3 combined.
I mean, you brought it up. I mean, I don't know who's out there, but I just like I just think that's the worst argument that there is in sports.
And it's
like,
not even about who's. Let's just not even say who's out there. Let's say in John Gruden's case, what's worth leaving the job you have now?
Well, there's no job worth leaving the booth.
I think it's fake news
because he gets paid an amazing amount to just sit in the booth on Mondays and just do a quarterback camp.
He'll probably have to get paid significantly more, right? Like if I'm going to leave a booth job, like you mentioned,
he would have to get a Belichick type deal.
Yeah. I mean, like, the stress level.
Not
money wise.
I'm talking about complete roster control.
Yeah.
Because he's making, I think he's making $6 or $7 million just at ESPN, just in a booth. So somebody would have to pay him $9 to $10 a year. I don't know who's willing to do that.
Maybe the New York
football. Like, the contracts are getting more. I mean, what did Fisher? What did Fisher get
in college? Maybe
is it time to get Harbaugh back in the league?
No,
why not?
I don't think he wants to come back. I think he likes Michigan. I think that's a dream job for him, and I think he likes
it. I think he wants to come back to stick it to everybody in the San Francisco organization.
And deal with all those multi-million-dollar personalities. You think he wants to deal with all that?
No,
it just depends. It just depends on what organ. Like, everybody, please God. I would hope to God he never became the Dallas Cowboys head coach.
Why?
Oh, he's got way too much backbone for Jerry Jones.
Jerry won't be alive for too much longer, I don't think.
Y'all say that every year, and the Botox keeps on kicking in.
I'm not wishing upon his death or anything. But look, he is like, he doesn't like control everything like he used to back in the day.
Yeah.
His son is actually...
Steven's the one that runs pretty much the team operations and yes. stuff like that. But it's still reported that Jerry Jones talks to his coach after every game. All 16. Some coaches see their owner 3 times a year.
Well, we will talk more about coach firings. We want to hear from you guys. 713-780-3776. Should Bill O'Brien be fired? I expect the callers to just be swarming right now. 713-780-3776 is the HRP listener line. Tell us if you think Bill O'Brien should be fired this year. JT Barrett, Cam Thomas filling in for Joel and Barry on The Usual Suspect.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.